And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 14th. Clarence Henry II, a singer and pianist, known as Clarence Frogman Henry, died on the 9th of April at 87 years old. He was an R&B singer and a piano player born in Algiers, Louisiana, a New Orleans suburb in 1937. But he grew up in the New Orleans blues and R&B scene, and in his late teens, he moved right into downtown New Orleans to get into the music business. In 1956, he was signed to Argo Records, a subsidiary of the legendary Chess Records, and soon hit it big with Ain't Got No Home, which landed in the R&B in the top 10 charts on the pop charts. In 1961, he had another hit with You Always Hurt the One You Love, and yet another with I Don't Know Why I Love You, But I Do. Each of his seven marriages, two of them to the same wife, ended in divorce. Clarence Frogman Henry is survived by 10 children and 19 grandchildren. Producer Phil Spector's father committed suicide this week in 1949, and to know him is to love him was engraved on his gravestone. It eventually inspired Phil Spector to write the song that the Teddy Bears recorded. And in 1968, he married Ronnie Bennett from the Ronettes, 4 years after beginning an affair with her, and 2 years after he divorced his first wife. In 1963, the Beatles met the Rolling Stones after the Rolling Stones' Richmond, England concert. Bobby Helms auditioned for and got signed by Decca Records this week in 1956. The Broadway musical Bye Bye Birdie, inspired by the drafting of Elvis Presley, opened this week in 1960. The final edition of Where the Action Is aired this week on television in 1967. The Buffalo Springfield performed for the very first time, opening for the Birds in San Bernardino, California in 1966. Dick Clark's movie, Because They're Young, opened in theaters this week in 1960. The very first Hollies concert in the United States happened at the Paramount Theater in New York City in 1965. The first U.S. Queen concert took place at Regis College in Denver, Colorado in 1974. This week in 1957, 77 Sunset Strip with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and Ed Burns debuted as an episode of the TV series Conflict and ended up having its own long life. The first Rolling Stones album was released in Britain this week in 1964. Washington's FBI lab reported it could not determine the lyrics to Louie Louie this week in 1964. They just needed to contact the publishing company and got all the lyrics without any issue. The first solo concert by the band took place in San Francisco this week in 1969. Them, with Van Morrison, made their first concert appearance in 1964 at Belfast's Maritime Hotel. Paul McCartney released his first solo album, McCartney, in 1970. Etta James received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2003. American Bandstand aired a taped telephone interview with the Beatles this week in 1964. In 1978, the movie FM, with performances by Linda Ronstadt and Jimmy Buffett, had its debut. Speaking of debuts, Jackie Wilson debuted at the Copacabana in New York this week in 1962. The first ever Deep Purple concert happened in Jyllerup in Denmark in 68. The Anne Margaret Elvis Presley movie Viva Las Vegas premiered in New York in 64, opening nationally in the U.S. 2 months later. George Harrison received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2009. Also in 2009, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers received the Freedom of Liverpool Award for services to charity and his hometown. In the studio, the Beatles recorded Paperback Writer in 66. Aretha Franklin cut Think in 68. Dean Martin recorded Everybody Loves Somebody in 1964. Ricky Nelson recorded Poor Little Fool in 1958. Bobby Bear cut Detroit City in 63. And the Beatles recorded the vocals for Eleanor Rigby this week in 1966. Birthdays this week. Dave Edmonds is 80. Roy Clark, born 1923. Bob Lumen, born 1937, Dusty Springfield in 1939, Roy Hamilton in 1929, Henry Mancini, 1924, Jerry Rafferty from Steeler's Wheel and a great solo career, born 1947, Ed Townsend in 1929, Bobby Vinton is 89, Tony Bellis, 88, Bobby Curtola, born 1943. The producer, Don Kirshner, who gave us the Monkees and the TV series Rock Concert, born this week, 1934. Haley Mills is 78. Mark Volman from the Turtles, 77. Dickie Goodman, born in 1934. Bobby Russell, a great songwriter who wrote Saturday Morning Confusion and Honey and The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, among others, born in 1941. And Johnny Tillotson is 86 this week. And that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 14th. I'm Michael Godin. Thank you for listening.
Treasure Island Oldie.